It's the fourth podcast of the series. I should just stop saying and just tell you that this is going to be a great show. That's all I can say. Broadcast. Podcast. I used to love this puppet show. They don't make them like this anymore, and maybe they shouldn't! I love the big dumb singer, though. He thinks he's Caruso. Ugh. Me.
It dives under the sea into the world below.
Me.
Where beauty and mystery
me.
Can always be found.
The wonderful world of me.
It dives fearless and free.
What rhymes with free?
Gee!
It's an Indian butter. It's unclarified. Knock yourself out. Welcome to your bedroom. Or if you have an iPhone that's carrying this, welcome to your own pocket. Welcome to your headphones.
How's it going, Jago?
Why are you still calling me Jago? You know I don't like that.
That's exactly why.
Great. Thanks, B-Way.
No, in all honesty, the boss told me we need to young up this podcast. You know what I mean? He's saying we're too old to be hipsters and too dumb to be clever, and we better get some street in here or we'll be hitting the street. You know, yeah, you know how he talks.
Oh, I see. What, we're too midtown? So he wants us to be all down with the youngsters? Okay, how about something like this? Yo, my bad, B. Illin. # yo, what up, dicks? Something like that, or, I mean, is that...
Yeah, that's right, my Bohemian. We need to get some legit Molly Jello shots all up in our grills, all up in there, and go off the chain. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's great. All right.
It's time now for Song Demolition.
All right, my favorite, not really my favorite, but here we go with the old chestnut Song Demolition.
Oh, it's great. It's my favorite. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, I
you know what I was thinking? We're always ripping apart everything and destructing everything.
Isn't that the idea of this?
No. I mean, but I think we should use our powers for good this time.
Oh, how so?
Well, you know, we have incredible powers of taking an old song and deciphering the lyrics.
We do indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But are you suggesting something different than what we've done before?
Yeah. For the benefit of mankind, we should decipher a popular song that absolutely no one knows the lyric to.
That's the case with me for all songs.
Yeah, but you have to have a governor that overrides the ability to process certain songs.
Okay.
You know, I know you're saying that some songs sound like the lead singer has swallowed his tongue. You know, like Throw Mama from the Train.
Poor Ann Ramsey.
I know.
Tongue cancer. So, where are you going with this?
Okay, here's an example of the biggest song of all time. It was Louie Louie.
Ah.
You know, several generations adopted this song as their anthem.
Yep.
You know, sung by some marble-mouthed idiot, you know.
Well, hey, we don't know if he was an idiot or not. You know what? Let's listen to the greatest song of all time.
Okay.
Right now.
I'm with you.
Okay.
All right. No, stop it. Please, stop it. Oh, did you understand that? Try to convince me you understood that.
I did not.
Okay, well, that's what I've been saying. You know, we need to use our powers of music snobbery for good purposes.
I agree. But Louie Louie, no, don't go there.
Well, okay, fine. How about this? We'll go back a little bit, not that far. Have you ever heard the song Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress?
Sounds familiar, but I'm liking the title.
Well, there's a great story, and I'll tell it to you. There once was a group called The Hollies. No, you remember them.
I do, The Hollies.
Yeah, Bus Stop was a big hit. Bus Stop, She Goes.
Oh, yeah.
And,
classic song.
Mm-hmm. And they had a million hits, but you know, it was a great band, but when Graham Nash left the band...
Yeah, oh yeah, right. Of course, he left to join or form Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah, but when he left the Hollies, they hired a replacement singer from Sweden who couldn't speak English.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Here we go again.
No, really. It's like, it turned out to be this weird problem where the music was great, but you couldn't understand one word of the lyric because he had to sing it phonetically.
What?
But that didn't stop the Hollies. Oh, no, this intrepid band can do fine without Graham Nash. But, you know, we skate by this pretty boy phony.
Okay, so hold on. You're saying he was faking the lyrics? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. I mean, why don't we listen? I'll lay it on you and you tell me what you think. But don't be fooled by the, you know, badass guitar intro.
All right, let's listen.
Stop it. Sheesh. Now, you tell me what he just sang.
Okay. Well, I was listening, and he said...
Go ahead.
The first line, I think he said, sat on a night, I think is what I got, and downtone work and verm the FBI. Okay, never mind. That's me. I already told you. I don't understand any lyric from any song. What about you? Okay, what about you? You tell me what he's saying, and then I'll check it against the lyric.
Okay,
how about that?
Let's try that. I have to do this. I have to chase it down. You know about my OCD and ADHD and FBI and... You know what?
Well, you're going to need...
You know what FBI
stands
for?
All three of those.
Fat, bald, and ignorant.
What?
We're going to need that. All of it.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's... Here we go. Let's try this. All right, stop. All right, Now you tell me.
That was easy. You know what he said?
What?
Sitting in a mess of Batman, whiskey bottle pie and high.
That was close. I'm reading it here. Sitting in a nest of bad men, whiskey bottles piling high.
I was close.
And it still doesn't make any sense. Okay, all right, let's try the next one. Listen carefully.
Yes.
And you tell me. Okay, all right. Doctor, tell me.
What did he say? Was it food upon a mood on my website? For all the people who are doing wrong.
Not so close. I'm reading bootlegging boozer on the west side, full of people who are doing wrong.
Well, that's okay if you can't understand it. That's what they were thinking.
Okay, all right. Let's try the next one. Let's listen very carefully. Yes. Please, listen in. Let's make sure we get this one.
Righto.
I know. Yeah, stop that. I call up the DA man. When I do this woman sing a song. Okay, what do you think? I mean, that one,
okay.
I can hear it.
I heard it too, but it sounded like if a boda con a DA man. When I put upon a sing-a-song.
Well, actually, it's just about to call up the DA man when I heard this woman sing a song. I heard
that.
Well,
you're cheating. You're reading the actual lyrics.
Well, I heard
lyrics.
That.
No, okay. You're reading the actual lyrics.
All right, I'm not going to read them. We're going to listen to the next one. Let's try again.
All right.
Okay.
I'm up for it.
Here it is.
Hold it. I heard enough.
Okay.
All right. It sounded this time like he said, "Beering up on a pile, baby, your mama's aside. My temperature is stoutin' deride. She was a long, cool woman and a blacktress."
Blacktress? You mean like Tyler Perry?
I guess, but I mean, I never liked that term, you know? I mean, that's too categorical or something.
I don't think I've ever heard
it's
that.
It's going overboard.
Before. Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, okay, all right, we got to, you know, gutter ball.
Okay.
Let's get out.
All right, good idea. Moving on to the next one. Okay, stop. Okay. Tell me.
Okay, I heard it clear.
Okay.
Up a pie, a dutiful song, with just one love, I was a bad mess.
Close. That was really not very close. Here's the actual lyric. Just a 5'9", beautiful, tall, With just one look, I was a bad mess.
Okay, Smarty. You just read what the real lyric is, but who writes
that's
like
what
that?
Apparently some Swedish guy.
Did they
guy.
Let the Swedish guy write the song?
I think so.
No, I mean, because no one write just a 5'9", beautiful, tall, with just one look, I was a bad mess.
Maybe he had a bad mess in his pants. Okay,
could have.
Let's try the next one. Okay. Mr. Swedish Analyzer, we're going to try it. One more time, I bet you get it.
Hold it. Thank you. A long, cool woman stand it all. Mm-hmm. I saw the right hand to the table. Well, a tall walking big blah hat.
Big blah hat. You mean black hat?
Big.
Like Slash's hat or something.
Yeah, you know, the topper.
Okay, that was good. I'm not going to even read the lyric. We're moving on to the next one. All right. Did you get it? Okay, good.
Oh, I got it. Michiwawa said, I'll hold out your ink, boy. I'm telling you, she snows where it's at. A Sada Maui Ha, a sound house.
Jesus, you're hurting me. That was, you know what? I'm going with that one.
You want to keep this going? This bit's going to lie and die if we don't keep moving.
So this is the actual lyric. When Charlie said, I hope that you're able boy, because I'm telling you she knows where it's at. That's not ink boy. Then suddenly we heard the sirens. That has nothing to do with a sound house. Although...
But where did Charlie come from?
Where did the Swede come from?
Wait a minute. In this whole scene, don't you have to introduce a character before you just whip out names and throw them around?
I'm starting to get fearful that we're not going to resolve this thing.
I don't know. It's the side that we have to learn Swedish so that we can think in those idioms, because right now, even the regular English doesn't make sense.
Let's hear some more.
Hit it, Professor. And everybody's part of two wrong. A jumping out of doors and tables. Well, I heard somebody shooting a gun. Well, the knee was hung from my left hand. A machine was a home. And everybody started do wrong. I jumped out a board to table, some kind of shoe and thong. Well, my being was upon my left hand. She was holla my ride.
Close, and everybody's starting to run. A, jumping out of doors and tables when I heard somebody shooting a gun. Well, the DA was pumping my left hand, and she was a holding my right.
What does he think he's, Matt Dillon? You know, like Sheriff John Stone or something. And
Dylan Thomas.
We were a-riding tonight, Johnny. A-jumping outdoors and tables.
Oh, my God.
She was a-holding my right.
I don't know how long I can stand this, but we're going to listen to one more.
All right,
here we go.
But you know what? He probably wrote the lyrics. Absolutely, the Swedish guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Sven Lutefisk?
Yeah, Sven Lutefisk. Well, I told her, don't get scared, because you're going off his bed. What's that last part he's saying, that thing he's repeating?
Everyone knows what it says, right?
Get it on! Get it on! Auf Wiedersehen! I'll be back!
No, you won't be back.
Wait, I have more songs and lyrics. I have 3 CDs worth of music and lyrics that I record myself. I am the Hollies, for Christ's sakes.
No. He invaded the Hollies.
That's not funny. It's never funny. This was a hit song. I wrote it. I am the Hollies.
Well, hello there again. Harrison Seizure, your rotting old bastard, here with you for another installment of Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Being.
Get Mo Billy signed on to BAC.
super secret agent, going undercover just to frame the president. Instead, the White House turned into a giant pot party. Whoa, the angry general said, let's move on to plan B. Billy goes to a strip club to enlist a working girl. But before he does, he decides to take her for a whirl. TV's Chris Hansen says, hut, Billy is compromised. You're free to go, but your bony ass will be televised.
When we last left you, Billy had found himself somewhat compromised.
Wait a minute. You misplaced a garbage bag full of chronic weed? Okay, this new plan is idiot-proof. Listen carefully. First, take this water cache down to one of those red light districts and hire one of those working girls. Then, get her to put on this blue dress. Next, in your new role as presidential chauffeur, you'll pick up the president and bam, you snap a picture of our operative in action. Career over. Get it? If you fail this time, you'll be fishing with Fredo.
Okay, honey, be a good boy and take off your pants so you can be a bad boy.
Billy, at this point, has not only lost all of his money, but he's lost sight of his mission and his mind. Billy, with a big grin, eagerly drops his pants. Just then, from behind a curtain appears TV's Chris Hansen.
Hi, welcome to Setup.
Hi.
Hi. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
Aren't you that guy on TV who says hi, which usually means the guy sitting in front of him is f***ed? What do you mean?
Well, I mean you're on To Catch a Perv.
Well, somewhere outside Guadalajara, Mexico, a continuous convoy of tanker trucks emblazoned with the anagram OCH arrive at a giant secret compound. Inside the high-tech mega complex, workers are busy with various activities. Men wearing hairnets and clad in OCH jumpsuits drive forklifts, unloading semis, all in a bucket brigade effort leading up to a humongous stainless steel vat where they pour an endless flow of refried beans. Upstairs in a glass-walled boardroom overlooking the activities, a shareholders' meeting is taking place. House Speaker Purple stands in front of several placards. One reads OCH, an acronym that spells out Operation Cornhole. On another placard is a pictograph equation that reads hybrid car plus fuel X equals a big stack of money. And the third placard has what appears to be an illustration of a large cob of brown corn. The Speaker of the House points to the corn while he addresses a group of distinguished-looking Chinese businessmen who sit at the front of a long conference table. On either side of the conference table sit OCH employees wearing white lab coats. And at the far end of the table, sitting in a throne at table height, sits the Vice President wearing golf shoes and holding a putter. Everyone looks on intently as the House Speaker continues.
And this, my little Asian friends, is what greases, no pun intended, Operation Cornhole, the ultimate in genetically altered foods. Corn, and prunes together at last, the primary ingredient to our alternative super-secret patented Super X fuel.
The Chinese businessmen are impressed. They type into their PDAs.
And with my master plan...
The Madam Vice President shoots the Speaker of the House a deadly look.
Oh, sorry, Arian. I mean, with the Madam Vice President's master plan, we will franchise the world. And when we sucked up all the money on Earth, we'll exit stage left on...
The Speaker holds up another illustration depicting a rocket ship blasting to a faraway planet.
A one-way ticket to planet Goobai.
The Chinese businessmen applaud and text. The Vice President walks up onto the conference table. Everyone watches as she practices a putt into an automatic ball return at the other end of the table. Hole in one.
All right, gentlemen, give me your reports.
Good news, Madam Vice President. Greenhouse gases are exponentially up, and our stations in Fiji and Madagascar are reading 10 million tons of increased carbon dioxide an hour. What do you think of that?
Excellent! And the Chief Financial Officer Bagwell, what say you?
Good news, Vice President, Madam. We've just finalized the deal on the Antarctica land purchase. Pennies on the dollar.
He unveils an architectural rendering.
Behold! The Antarctic Supermall and Cineplex, with condos soon to be ready for occupancy. After the ice caps melt, it'll make Dubai look like an outhouse in a shanty town.
Oh.
That's excellent.
Caterer, what do you have to say about lunch?
The putter-wielding vice president walks across the table towards the shaking, nervous caterer.
We didn't have any trouble with the sandwiches today, did we, Sydney?
Well, I couldn't make the pesto. They were all out of basil at the grocery, I see.
What's that, Sydney?
I was saying I couldn't make the pesto.
Say it again!
I couldn't make the pesto.
Again!
I couldn't make the pesto.
How's that?
I couldn't make the pesto. This is as loud as it goes. Please.
That's okay.
Really?
No!
Madam Vice President then bludgeons the caterer to death with the golf club. The businessmen applaud politely and type into their PDAs.
Who's gonna get the basil?
Now here are a few scenes from the next segment of Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Being.
So let me get this straight. You say the dude looked like a lady? Never mind. Look, this ain't Operation Reach Around Secret Agent Joy Boy. This is your last chance. If you can't execute this plan, then the plan will be to execute you. All right, listen up. Plan C, I'll frame the president.
Hey, ever have a tour of the White House? A presidential tour?
Shit, there goes the Davenport. Oh, there goes the Chippendale Tallboy. With the Ming Dynasty vase on top of it. There's a crazed hillbilly going berserker up in here.
Jim, have you seen the new Acura supercar?
Where the heck is Gyroj?
What do you care about him for?
It's his segment. Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty amazing.
All right.
But what about the new Ford GT supercar? Have you seen that?
Oh, I've seen it. I'm flipping out. It's getting real out there for the one percenters, I know that much.
Yeah, the price tag is pretty steep.
What is it?
Around 200 grand, I think.
Well, what do you get for 200 grand?
Well, you get 600 horsepower, 3.6 liter EcoBoost V6 engine.
And?
It says here the best power-to-weight ratio based on the all-carbon fiber and aluminum body construction, carbon fiber and ceramic brake rotors, push rod actuated front suspension, and a rear spoiler with an air brake function.
Wow. I hope it has a radio. Does it have a satellite radio or something? Must, right?
Yeah, satellite radio.
You know, I think they do well by advertising on a show like this one, you know, like a sponsorship or something.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I can effing sell cars. Who can't?
Well, I guess as long as we care about the product, we want to do a good job, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, this is more than a hunch, but I think there's a lot of millionaires and billionaires that listen to this podcast.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my brother. I can prove it. Hold on.
Yeah?
Hello, you're on the air. Are you a billionaire?
Yes, I'm a billionaire.
Would you buy a Ford supercar because of me?
Hardly.
Oh, thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello!
Are you a millionaire?
Sure! I'm a regular Rothschild.
Come on, be serious. How did you make all your money?
Have you ever seen GoToHell.com?
Yeah, I have, as a matter of fact. You know, I bought some of that penny stock and it limped along for about 3 years, and then I dumped it and I got my 58 bucks back, or whatever the hell it was, and then it did a three-way split at least 4 times in the past year alone. But back to my original thought, would you buy a car on my account?
No, y'all a loser. You had your chance on a four-way split. I'm not buying a car from you on your recommendation. Cripes.
Okay, you're on the air.
Hello?
Are you a person of means? Let's start there.
No, I am not.
Do you drive a car?
Not at my age.
So what do you do?
Nothing much. Just me and my friends just sit around looking at each other all waiting to die, besides listening to you. He might speed things up that way, you see.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, hello. I'd like to get some advertising on the air for my business.
Hi, what kind of business are you in that you want to advertise with us?
I'm in the car sales business.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Good, good. I'd like to talk to somebody about some commercial time on your show.
Well, let me introduce you to me.
Hi again.
So you got a dealership. Now tell me, you probably have like 54 GT supercars you want to sell, right?
No, I sell used cars.
Okay, great. Well, what kind of used cars do you have?
I specialize in pre-owned cars from the early 80s.
Wow, classic decade. What models?
Well, let's see. What do I got up there? I got an Oldsmobile Firenza over here and a Cadillac Cimarron over there next to it and a Suzuki Samurai and, a Sterling 800 and an Austin Montego. I can't even say it. It's old. Mercury Lynx, a Chevrolet Citation. You ever hear of these? These are good cars. Oh, and two Plymouth Caravels.
Can I put you on hold for 2 seconds? I got another call.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Say, listen, you know the old fella you were just talking to a few minutes ago? I think he's dying.
What?
Yeah, listen. I figured you were the last one to talk to him, so I thought you might want to hear this.
No, I don't want to hear that. Because you're making me feel like I was responsible for this.
I punked you.
You rotten old moth-eaten man, you scared me. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what about my cars?
Hey, everyone. Finally, the world's greatest foremost, Gyraj, you're here.
Oh, hey, you popped in at the right time. You know, this thing was going nowhere fast trying to have a serious conversation with some half-dead maggot of a man who's punking me and he thinks he's funny.
Jump in anytime, Gyraj.
Well, you know, I couldn't come here without an agenda. You know me, I'm a pro. Besides, something might happen to you two guys and I could have myself a soapbox.
You don't want to do this for a living, farting around and bullshitting for a couple hours and you feel that you did your part, something good in the world, but you didn't.
You know, you're right. I don't want to do this. I want to get into a business that's booming. Something that people are beating the doors down to get into. Something that's on the fast track.
Like what, for instance?
I want to get into this voiceover racket.
Really? Why would you want to do that?
Well, number one, I just thought it would be a cool thing to do. Number two, I thought I'd give it my shot.
Really? It's just that easy, isn't it?
Yeah, you heard me. It's just that easy. What do? You just go up to a microphone and someone gives you a paper with some crap on it to read. And get this, you've done the job, but you continue to get paid for it. You could make money at night while you're sleeping. You're snoring with the faint sound of ka-ching in the background. Your mailbox becomes a cash register. It's obscene. And the thing is, it doesn't take any ability, just pure attitude. I mean, you don't need talent. That's hard work. Who has time for that? Attitude is easy. You wear it.
Well, first of all, you're talking about professional VO work, not like this nonsense we're doing. And secondly, don't you have to get into the union and then get an agent or something?
Then fine, I'll join the union.
But wait, you can't get into the union unless you've done union work. And you can't do union work unless you're a union member.
That's crazy talk, you know.
I do happen to know that it's a fact of the business.
Well, here's a fact. I know a guy who told me that there are guys that might be like, you know, the voice of Serial, for instance. They do the job once, and they keep getting paid for it, over and over and over again.
Do you ever think that you might want to bring something to the business rather than take from it? I mean, like some real talent, versatility, style, for instance.
Yeah, but there's people out there who did a commercial, say, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And they bring it back for another 12-week cycle, I believe it is, on TV, and they get paid again.
Yeah, but a lot of people worked real hard to even get that chance to just to get into something like that. You know what I mean? You just think that some schmo showed up one day and they just said, hey, you're the guy.
Why can't I be that schmo?
Okay.
Hey, why don't I give voiceover lessons?
You have no intention of keeping the bar off the ground, artistically or otherwise. You just want to make money. You think it's easy money.
This is getting to be a drag. You're saying that this is nothing but hard work?
Yeah, and rejection. How about that? There's a 90% unemployment rate in this industry, and you're looking for work? Phew.
Stop. Stop saying this. You've harpooned my balloon. You've crushed my dreams. I came in here with a simple idea. I think voiceover is a cool idea, and I want to do it. Shouldn't that be enough to jump on the bandwagon?
No. You've got some sort of disconnect going on up there, pal. Now, I can't seem to get you to understand that you can't become something because you say so.
And why not?
All right, Mr. Raj, do the words "you suck" mean anything to you? Because you got to be ready to deal with that if someone in the industry says you suck.
You know, you've been insulting me for 3 podcasts in a row now. Well, I'll show you. I'll show you all.
There he goes.
Bye, Jai Raj.
Again. What is he, a little baby?
You hurt his feelings.
Well. Okay, so the weirdest thing happened yesterday.
Tell me, please.
Yeah, I was driving home last night after the podcast, and I hear this thud coming from the roof of my car. Immediately, I think, oh, geez, what could it be? Did some kid on an overpass throw a heavy object?
What do you mean, like a stale Bundt cake or something?
I don't know, but anyway, it rattled me, and I kept driving. So, the car seemed to be okay. I just wanted to get home because I needed to take a leak.
Okay.
I didn't want to be like those cab drivers that have those bottles tucked under the seat and they're always full.
Bundt cake and bottles. What happened after that?
I finally get home, open the garage door, and drive in.
Okay.
So the lights automatically come on and I get out and I take a look at the roof of the car. And beside the ski rack on the roof of the car, because I do like my skiing, you know.
Didn't know that.
I immediately see a drone sitting on the roof of my car.
A drone? What? You mean like a giant unmanned multi-propped flying machine sitting right on your car?
No, it wasn't giant. You know, the little drone size, like yay big.
So hold on, you're indicating with your hands about, what, 2 feet long? Which would be your yay big, in case people can't see this.
Yeah, so anyway, I can't wait any longer. I gotta go to the bathroom. So I rush into the house and into the can, and I'm doing number one, you know, pee-pee.
I'm familiar with pee-pee. That's something that 5-year-olds do.
And a lot of other things. So here I am going and going. It's a long one because I drank like 4 liters of sparkling water while we were doing the podcast earlier yesterday. So I'm having to make a lot of water. You know, that movie Driving Miss Daisy with Morgan Freeman and he's got to take a leak and he's trying to be polite.
I've never seen the movie.
You're not going to take no leak. I have to make leak.
Okay, I haven't seen that movie.
Where's the theme song?
I'm getting the picture, unfortunately. Then?
So anyway, I'm going and going and suddenly I get this weird feeling I'm being watched. You ever get that feeling?
Every time I'm in the bad part of town.
All right, that's exactly how I felt. Anyway, I turn around slowly to see this damn drone with a camera hovering above the floor. Like, I don't know, about yay high.
Hold on. So you're saying a couple of feet above the floor?
Well, it could have been like 6 inches or 6 feet above the floor. The point is this. The damn drone got in the garage somehow before I closed the door. It was like a stray dog or something. It just followed me right in.
Stray drone. Stray drone, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bundt cake, long water, stray drone... Then what happened?
Well, don't make fun of me. You know I'm not good at telling stories.
I'm riveted.
Okay,
continue.
All right. Well, the thing looked kind of lost. You know, and I was trying to figure out how to shut it off. And, you know, it wasn't doing anything to me. It was starting to... It seemed friendly to me. It started to grow on me.
Oh, boy. Don't tell me.
Yeah, that's right. I decided to take the thing in and adopt it. You know, the blinking colored lights and random up and downs. You know me. I love colored lights and ups and downs. All right, well, you know, you don't have to take him out for a dump. No poo-poo time. You don't have to feed him. And you can even teach it tricks.
Tricks? What kind of tricks?
You know, like a dog, you can teach it to fetch. I taught it to get a root beer right from the refrigerator for me.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know, huh? It doesn't bark.
So I'm guessing you're going to keep this stray drone.
Hell yeah, like a stray dog. I named him Spanky. I don't care where it got away from or where it lived before.
But hold on, aren't you afraid of your privacy being breached?
I don't have to buy a collar or a leash.
But wait, you don't... Did you at least shut off the camera?
No, that's his eye. How could he see me without it?
Hold on. It's not seeing you, it's others that are looking at you.
What do you mean?
Well, that thing could be snooping around your house, you know, just gathering information.
Just Spanky?
Yeah, taking inventory of your life. Like, for instance, do you ever read magazines that you don't want people to know you read?
I gotta go home.
Hold on. I'm not saying you read anything untoward or anything.
I gotta go home.
It's none of my business anyway.
I'm just
asking the questions.
I gotta go home. See ya.
Okay, bye. Hey, boss, how you doing?
Hey, where you going?
I gotta go home.
You going home? Now?
Yeah, now. What's the matter with you?
You can't go. I gotta tell you something that's real important.
Hey, boss, you're looking a little pallorous.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying you look a little green around the gills.
What does that mean?
You look drunk.
Boss. Boss, you haven't been drinking, have you?
I had a couple of Shirley Temples.
I don't know what that is. I didn't bring my 1950s dictionary with me.
Yeah, right. A Shirley Temple spiked with what?
Chia seeds.
Oh, a health drink.
Yeah, it could happen.
You reek of alcohol.
Ooh, some Columbo detective you are.
Boss, but you're only 10 and a half, and you're hammered.
Hey, CEO, you're a little boy for crying out loud. You physically can't have that much alcohol in you. You're probably pre-dead right now.
Why are you hurling all these invectives at me? Why?
Because we care about you, and aside from the fact that it's against the law...
Why?
Because alcohol leaves you with three things: insanity, hospitalization, or death. Pick a door.
I don't know what you... You know, this whole thing is just, like, stupid. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Well, can you tell me right now how high you are, for starters?
About yay high.
What the heck you mean?
Well, I think for everyone who can't see this, judging by his weight and height, he's probably post-alive high.
Okay. You know what? That's it. You can take this however you want, but this is called an intervention. And you're going to go, like, into a 30-day something or other, like I did.
You're right. That's what we got to do. We'll help you pack a bag, get some personal articles. Come on, boss.
Yeah, we'll get some toothpaste and a comb, and we're going to drive you right over there and get you right in the program.
Can I go swimming there?
Yeah, well, this place is like a country club. I mean, it's not like being in Gitmo or anything. You're going to learn yoga. The meals are terrific. They know what they're doing.
Can I have just one more night?
No. You stop drinking by stopping. The program works if you work it. You know what I'm saying? The elevator to sobriety is out of order. Please use the steps. That's the AA steps. You're only as sick as your secrets, you know, boss.
Yes.
Oh, you just reminded me of something, Captain.
Hey, what's that you got there, boss?
The truth. You know, people who live in glass houses kind of truth.
Looks like a little LED monitor.
That's right. Have a look at this. It's real time.
Hey, that looks like the inside of my house. It is the inside. That's my bedroom. That's my sock drawer.
Sure it is. But there's more than just socks in there. Have a look at those magazines.
Wait. That drone is yours? My Spanky?
Yeah, that's right. The Spank Man is mine. Look what else we uncovered.
Hey, I think it's time to take that trip to Blythe Spirit Rehab now.
No, it ain't.
Come on, boss. Let's go.
No.
Come on. Here we go.
Fuck. Yep, I'm a drunk, and I have a migraine of the heart and bowel, but it's enough to send a wagon load of sober prosmen straight on to the booze.
Yeah. Come on, save all that good stuff for your first meeting.
The booze.
It works if you work it.